He is worthy to be praised. He is so worthy. Woo, Jesus. You may be seated. You know, sometimes the Lord will say, the last shall be first. I had a wonderful mother. I didn't stand and speak about her, but I do want to tell you about her. She was a great missionary. She was always downtown in the city council. She was riding the trash truck. She'd be jumping on that. Anything that you could think of, 82 years old on the back of a trash truck. I was like, what are you doing? But she was unstoppable, you know, and that's the way that I feel. First, I want to say good morning, God's Miracle Church. Let me start out with that. And I do want to say, have a happy Mother's Day. It was so touching. Everything everybody said, everything, all the gifts and all the beauty that you brought forth about mothers. I'm a mother. I have two children, a son and a daughter. And my son was also in the military, so my heart went out to the mother that lost her son. My son was on the U.S. Coast that was hit by the terrorists. So I know how your heart is sinking and how mine sunk when I didn't know whether he was living or had died. But God is good this morning. Isn't he good? Well, I do have to give honor where honor is due. You know, God always tells you to do that. And I want to make sure that I honor these two wonderful, powerful women of God. I have to do that before I can go forth. Pastor Ann, you have been just like a mother to me. She met me at the YMCA. Can you believe that? I was a swimmer, and I love to swim. So I want to give her those. And if you notice, those roses have gold on the tips of them. They're real. And they have gold on the tips because they are just such wonderful women. I couldn't pass them by. And this is for you, Pastor Linda, who is my second mom but a stellar dresser. See, she showed me how to do it. She said, come in there right now. Don't come in there. I said, all right, I got to get myself together here. You're welcome. First, giving honor to God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I would like to thank Pastor Ann for the opportunity to minister the Word of God today because she believed in me. And I'd also like to thank Pastor Rick for always showing us the love of God. And I'd like to thank Pastor Linda. I'd like to thank you for being a wonderful example of a true woman of God. Amen. Just sweet. You know, I can't say enough about her. And to my two brothers, strong men of God, Pastor Tony and Pastor Michael, who have always given me words of encouragement. And they've always told me, you're a soldier in the Lord's army. And I have to thank Unc too, because last Sunday when I came in with this cane, and I'm telling you, my back was killing me, my legs was hurting. I said, Lord have mercy, I can barely make it. He took the cane and did just like that. He said, we don't have them in here. I said, oh my God, how am I going to make it? How am I going to do it, Lord? He said, I can't have it. But you know what he was doing? He was causing me to walk by faith and not by sight. Don't go by the way you feel. Please, saints, the way you feel is only an attack. It's an attack by the enemy. And I want you to know you need to start walking by faith and not by sight. I have a presentation I'd like you to see. If it comes through, I'm going to have a seat and let that play. We shall behold him. I'm going to bring you into the presence of the Holy Spirit. We're going to walk right into it. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. We shall behold you. I want you to look at those clouds. They're just beautiful. When you look at them, you can see and feel the anointing of God, knowing that He made the creation. He made it all. And the stars shall unfold. And it's just so beautiful. When I saw it and I heard the music, I just couldn't resist bringing it before you. I started to, but I couldn't get the tape. No? Okay. Well, thank you anyway. I appreciate that. I did something at the last minute, so I do understand. Could I have you to stand just for one moment? We're going to pray. Father, we do come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the anointing on my life. Now speak through my lips of clay. With the spirit of excellence, accuracy, and boldness, that the word will go forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces. And let me die to myself so you, Lord, can be glorified. Father, we pray for signs, wonders, and miracles to be performed in this day. In Timothy, you can have a seat. In Timothy 2:15, it tells us to study, to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. He that has an ear, let him hear. Today, my subject is angels all around. You know, I'm so glad that I picked that subject because I'm looking at a room full of mothers who are angels. You definitely are. I know what you go through. I know what you've been through. And I'm also a grandparent of three boys. When preparing for ministry, I had to fast, I had to pray, and I had to listen for confirmation from God. You know, ministry is not easy. You shouldn't just stand up here and say what you want to say. You should be led by the Spirit of God. On Easter Sunday, sunrise service, Pastor Tony mentioned a seraphim. He was talking about an angel at the time through his message. And Pastor Ann, when I brought this to her, I couldn't hold her down. She said, oh yeah, tell them about angels. Tell them all about it. I said, wow, okay, God, I hear you. And then to top it off, Angelica, oh my God, when she sung the song, Holy, Holy, Holy. She was talking about the seraphims and the cherubims. And she said that several times. I said, okay, God, I know. I'm on the right track now. And so I said, well, I'm going to open my Bible and see what I can find about angels. And I was so interested in them. And when you go through the Bible, if you really are a student of the word, you will continue to look for nuggets, words that stand out or things that happen that you are pointed in the right direction. The Bible itself is the basic instructions before you leave this earth. Your Bible are your basic instructions, the very little that God wants to tell you. There's so much more. There is so much more, and we really need to comb through our Bible. My subject today is angels all around. Angels were designed to worship and glorify God. That was their job. That's a wonderful job. I'll tell you, if all I had to do was go around and sing praises, oh my God, how happy I would be. And they were mentioned about 250 times in the Bible. Angels were around before existence. Did you know that before we had creation, there were angels? Okay? I'm going to tell you about the fallen angel. He started out as a worship leader. Isn't that something? Now, that to me is interesting. And it was said that music would come out of his body. He was so beautiful. He could lift his arm and run a whole orchestra out of one arm. He didn't even have to open his mouth. And that was the great part about him. His name was the Morning Sun. Son of the Morning, I'm sorry. And remember that his job was to worship God. However, he became very puffed up. And I guess pride comes before the fall. He became very puffed up, and he also, God was looking at him saying, wow, what a wonderful creation I have made. I'm going to put him head over all the rest of the angels. I'm going to make him the top angel. And I thought, wow, that's quite a position for God to put him in. And but he got so puffed up, he thought he was going to overthrow God. Wait a minute now, you can't do that, because I'm the one with the power. You can't do that. So what he did was he casted Satan down into the pit. That's why he got his name, Fallen Angel, because really he fell from grace. He fell out of the very eye of God, and we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. So, but I think it's ironic that God would look at him and place him there and him having such a great opportunity, but saying, hey, I don't need you, God. I'm just going to do this myself. But you know, you never can go before God. Never can you go before God. Now, you have ranks of angels. You know, in the military, you have brigadier generals, you got generals, and then you got the soldiers, you got the marching soldiers. I call myself a marching soldier because I'm doing the groundwork. I'm not in the air, I'm not on the water, I'm doing the groundwork. So let's look at a seraphim. The seraphim was known for praise, for praising God. The seraphim, you notice, was always mentioned first. I noticed in the Bible every time it talked about an angel, it always said seraphim, cherubim, seraphim, cherubim. I was like, well, what's up with that? And then when I looked it up, I found that the seraphim was the highest angel because the job, again, was to praise and worship God. All right, I'm going to take you to the book of Isaiah. We're going to go the first chapter all the way through to the 8th verse. And it reads, in the year of the king Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne high and lifted up, and his train of his robe filled the temple, and above it stood a seraphim. Each one had six wings to cover his face. Six wings. With two of them, he covered his face. With two of them, he covered his feet. And then he flew with the other two. And he cried to another, saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. And the whole earth was filled with his glory. And the post of the door were shaken, shaken by his voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphims flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken from the tongue from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it, saying, and said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, and your sins are purged. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord say, Whom shall I send, and whom will go for me? Isn't that amazing? He said, who am I going to send? The Lord said that, the voice of the Lord. So he's wondering, okay, who am I going to send out? Who am I sending? And I see that the cherubim, if you really look at it, look at how they were designed. You have a picture of an angel here. The angel has two wings. Those two wings are covering his feet, covering here, and then he has them in the back because he got to have something to fly with. Okay? All right. Let's go to the cherubim. Now, the cherubim, we'll find him, if you go back to Genesis, at the very beginning, we're going to find in chapter 3, 22 through 24, and it reads, Then the Lord God said, Behold, the man has become like one of us, to know good and evil, and now, lest he put out his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man and placed the cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden. And the flaming sword, which turned. And that was how the Garden of Eden was guarded. Now think about it. You got two flaming swords. They're on fire now. And one is turning this way, and the other one is turning that way. You think I'm going in there? Not me. I won't go in there. You can go in there, but I don't think I want to go in there. Now let's talk about the archangel. The archangel's name was Michael. This name in Hebrew means who is like God or a gift from God. And haven't we been given a gift from God, Pastor Michael? He's here with us. And I think he is truly a gift. And let's talk about the guardian angel. Oh, everybody was given a guardian angel. When you were born, you were given a guardian angel. You can find that in Psalms 91:11. It tells us that angels are put in charge. They're put in charge over us to keep us in all our ways. That they take care of us, they watch over us. The guardian angel protects, guides, and leads us. And guess what else he does? It is our escort to heaven. Do you know that when you die, you're absent from the body and present with the Lord, but your spirit goes up to heaven. And when it goes to heaven, man, you get an escort. You got two angels, one on each side. And they lift you up into the sky, and they present you to God. Man, I can't wait for that day. When my father died, my daughter was 5 years old, and my mother went down the alley to get my uncle, who was a respiratory therapist, and my father had had a heart attack. So while he was there, my five-year-old, my father's head was in her lap. In her lap, because she was sitting on the floor. And all she could tell me when I got there, Mama, Mama, I said, what? What is it? She said, I saw Granddaddy, but he had two angels on both sides. I said, he did? I said, what are you talking about? He said, they took him up in the sky. And I saw that. I said, you saw that? I said, but his body is still here. And you know, later as you study the word, poof, you get an epiphany that this is what this child was talking about. She actually got to witness that. I was like, wow. But in the Old Testament, we're going to take a peek in there, and we're going to look at Sarah. Sarah, you know, was old, And she thought, I am never going to have a child. But guess what happened? Two angels came back to tell her, hey, this is going to happen. She laughed at it. She thought, that's what, and I would probably think it's pretty funny, too. Because after a certain age, ladies, you can give it up. It ain't going to happen. So she laughed about it, but the angels served her food. I mean, she served the angels food. So that tells me the angels can eat. They get hungry, you know? And then we see that those same set of angels went to Sodom and Gomorrah. And they warned Lot. They warned Lot that it was going to be a destruction in the city, and he better hurry up and get on up out of there. So we see now that we've learned two things. They come to warn you. When you get a message from an angel, sometimes they come to warn you. And then they also come in human form. Because those two angels that gave the food, they were humans. You know, she saw them as two men. Matter of fact, she said, them two men that came by here, they're really funny guys because they told me, I'm going to have a baby and that ain't happening. You know, she said, Let's go to Daniel. Let's look at Daniel. Daniel prayed and he fasted. He prayed and he fasted. And he was taken into captivity in Babylon as a teenager. Daniel lived. He lived. He had a vision. And when he was in captivity in Babylon, you know, the king told him, now, this is what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to pray to your God, or we're going to put you down there with the lions. Daniel opened that window up and he said, Lord, I'm praying to you because you're the only God and we shouldn't have any God above the Almighty God. And Daniel was right. So sometimes you have to go through persecution even though you choose God. They threw him down there in the lion den. Okay, now you got these hungry lions. They're pacing. Can you imagine not feeding a lion for a couple of days? And when they are hungry, they tear your flesh. They just rip you to pieces. And just think about him and what he must have felt as he was praying, Lord, please, Lord. I mean, I like these animals. They all right, but I don't want them to have me. Please. But you know what? When you call on the name of the Lord, he will come and he will hear your prayer. As he prayed, an angel came in and said, stand back. Stand back, you lions. You're not going to have this man of God. And they stood back. I imagine the lion said, whoa, what's this? I'm hungry. I still want him. But it didn't happen. Okay? So we know that angels can protect you in a time when you're afraid. Let's look at the New Testament. Let's look at Peter. Peter was in prison, chained. Boy, I feel sorry for Peter. I bet those chains were heavy. You know, when you chain somebody down, I'm sure his thought pattern was, how in the world am I going to get out of this? Oh, but God. Even when you get yourself in something, God can get you out. Don't think that there's any great problem greater than God, because it isn't. All you have to do is do what Daniel did. Pray. Fast. Turn over the plate. Say, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to eat. It was hard, but you have to do it. And when you do it, you watch God feed not only your mind, but your spirit. Your spirit comes alive. And so we see that an angel caused the prison guards to fall asleep. Man, I bet those prison guards were so surprised when they woke up. Oh, where's the prisoner? Oh, he got away. But you know what's so good about God? That's how he deals with us. He's so sweet and he's so solemn, just like those angels came and said, okay, I'm just going to take this chain and open it up and you can go, you go. And that's how God is to us. But this also gave Peter time to minister the word of God. See, Peter needed some more time. And he said, now I'm in jail. How in the world am I going to get the time that I need to minister the word of God? And I'm sitting up here in jail. Who am I going to talk to? I'm in the cell by myself. It didn't say he was in there with anybody. So my thought pattern was he was in the jail cell by himself. How many times have we felt imprisoned in our lives? How many times have we felt locked down? I don't know which way to go. I want to go somewhere, but where am I going? You know, I got so many problems, so much pain in my body, so many things that are blocking me. But you're not blocked. You put yourself in prison because you can get out anytime you want to. And you have the power to do so. You have the power. Let's talk about John in the island of Patmos. Now, he was put there to die. He said, John, we're going to take you out here on this island by yourself because you confess Jesus Christ as Lord. So we're going to put you on this island, and this is where you're going to stay. And we don't know if we're coming back to get you or not because we're going to take the boat and we're going to deal with it. So he needed a message of hope in a difficult time, and he received it through an encounter with an angel. And also, it was written in Revelations that these things happened. Now, let's do a recap. Let's look at day 8. They came in human form. They don't sleep. So don't worry, your angel, your guardian angel, she's wide awake 24/7. So you can call on her. If you wake up at 3 o'clock, you want to talk to her, you can. You don't have to wait until your prayer partner wake up or you can call them and woke them up. You can talk to her too. And she will listen and she will do your bidding. They don't sleep. They protect. They warn us of danger. They escort us to heaven. And they never get tired. Oh, and they move at quantum speed. Man, quantum speed is like, you've seen Superman? Have you ever seen Superman? When he get up and he goes straight up in the air, all you see is the smoke behind him. Well, these angels are so fast. Have you ever seen something go past you like this? You go, what was that? I think that was an angel trying to let you get a glimpse. Let me see what they look like. But they said, oh, not yet. And they move so fast. They worship God. And they rejoice when people give their life to Christ. Oh, my God. Heaven is just jumping around. They're so happy. They're praising God. Well, look, God, look. They gave their life for you. They're going to turn it around. And they're going to live in a different perspective. I want to give you two brief testimonies about my angel that I was able to see. I was in a situation, and of course it was fear. I was getting ready to lose my job, okay? Or I thought I was. You know, the enemy puts thoughts in your head. And my supervisor would come back every day with the pink slip. I'm going to fire you today. She'd just drop it on the desk and go on by. So the day-to-day, Lord, I mean, what's she doing? So the next day she'd come in. She said, oh, yeah, today for sure. I'm going to fire you today. You know, and I went home and I was so afraid because I had two children at home. I couldn't afford to lose my job. I said, God, come on, God, don't let me do that. But you know what? I told him, okay, God, if you're real, I want to see my angel. I said, you know you don't have no business testing God. You know you don't supposed to do that. So, but I did it. Anyway, I'm going to tell you, when I did see it manifest, it was the most beautiful creature I have ever seen in my life. She stood with her hands folded like this, and her head was down. It was a gold halo here, and the wingspan was as large as this wall. I kid you not. And I looked at it. It was 9 foot tall because, you know, I'm a tall lady, so I had to be a tall angel because, you know, they're supposed to be taller than you because they're protecting you. So when I looked up and I saw 9 feet, I said, my God, I have nothing to be afraid of, not one thing. Oh, you got my back? All right. So the next day when I went to work and she came through there with that piece of paper, she said, oh, yes, definitely today is the day. I'm going to fire you. I stood up at my desk. I said, lady, if you're going to fire me, let today be the day. Or don't come back here tormenting me with that. I said, I'm not doing anything. I come to work on time. I do what I'm supposed to do. And I don't know what your problem is, but you better get it together because I got an angel back there. Can you see her? The lady said, okay. And she kept on walking. They had no problem out of her no more. She said, huh? But I'll tell you, God is a good God. He will do just what he said he'd do. And I got one more encounter for you. I was walking. I'm always trying to think about exercising. You see me say, think about it. So I was trying to walk down the street. Starting my walking, boy, I was having a brisk walk that day. And a red BMW came around the corner and hit the heel of my foot. Threw me up in the air by my feet. And I landed on my head on cement. I had a hematoma about this big on my head. But do you know that when I came down, I could see it, but it was like it was in slow motion, like somebody was doing this. And I said, what in the world? And my sister came bolting across the street. She laid her body across my body because cars were still coming. And the car never stopped. The one that hit me never stopped. I said, what in the world happened? She said, well, you got a big knot on the top of your head. I said, no, not that. What's happening? And it was like I was in and out, you know, just kept being unconscious and conscious, unconscious. And after a while, when I got myself together, I shook my head and I grabbed my sister and I said, an angel put me down. She said, uh-huh, you bumped your head. We're going to put you down. Sometimes people don't believe when you see them and you know it. She was like, yeah, okay, you're going to the hospital. But I do want to let you know that I have enjoyed ministering the Word of God. And I hope one day you'll have me to come back. And I do want to say that right now you're standing in a spiritual hospital. And I do want you to know that not only are there angels around, but you have angels here, and angels here that are willing and ready to pray for you for any situation, any circumstance. I know we have physical, we have mental, we have emotional healing to be done. And also, this was nursing week, so I'd like to have my partner to come on up. We are nurses. And Angelica, is she still here? Angelica? I want Angelica to come up. Come on up, Angelica. I wanted her to come up and stand right here. Stand over here, Angelica. And I just want you to know that these are nurses. We want to give them a hand for their service and for all that they have done in the medical field. It's not easy. It is not easy. I worked in dementia, and my patients, boy, they were off the chain. It was worse than any little kid in here running around. At least you can tell her to stop, and she'll listen. You tell them to stop, and they keep going. Who are you talking to? You know, that's how they operate, and I'm sure that it took great patience for these nurses and myself to do what we did. And Robin, I need Robin to come up front. Your name came up to me three times. And